Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now, there have been a lot of cancellations. Joe Murray was just talking about the Ivy League basketball tournament. That's been canceled. I don't know why they just can't they play the games like a lot of other events are taking place without fans? Doesn't that?
Yeah. Is it because it's, I mean, is there something to do with Cambridge? Is it about flying here? Is it about, I don't know
but
why.
But to the point that I made earlier, if it's that dangerous and you're that afraid of spreading, that how can you allow the student athletes to run up and down the court and bump up against each other and breathe and sweat all over each other? I mean, is that the concern? Mm. You know,
money.
What do you mean? This would have been a big draw this week.
You would think so.
Is yeah. it?
How much money does the NCAA potentially have? You know, that's the dot. When Revelle comes
TV
out with that number
and all those different stations that they have these games on.
Oh. Well, how much of this too is fed by and driven by PR? Where, yeah, the risk may be not as bad as we think. But
are we in Zippy Land here? Like we're approaching that.
The last thing we want is to hold an event where two people come away from it with coronavirus, and now that event is associated with it. Mm. Or, in the case of Major League Baseball, they're not going to issue anything on the Red Sox right now because, as John Heyman tweeted yesterday, coronavirus response is taking precedent for now, so Red Sox result may be delayed a bit more. What? What result? Are we talking about a final score of a game like in soccer? A result? Oh, no. The investigation? That result? What are you talking about? How could one possibly have anything to do with the other? The investigation, as Dan Shaughnessy just said, has now gone on longer than the Houston Astros. So the investigation of what was going on with the Red Sox is already taken longer. All the interviews, everything have to be finished, conducted, put a bow on it, hand it in. No, wait. Coronavirus taking precedent right now. Precedent over what? Issue the report. Say what the punishment is. But Major League Baseball won't do that. You want to know why? Oh, they're too busy worried about taking away draft picks from the Red Sox and not doing everything they can to protect people from coronavirus. It's PR. Now you're into PR.
Yep.
It's like one's got nothing to do with the other. Nothing. Zero. Not one thing. Take time away. What time? It's done. The investigation's over with. They know what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. Joe, do you believe for a second that Major League Baseball has not made a decision on the Red Sox and it has whatever they're going to do, whether it's good, bad, or catastrophic to the team, they haven't decided?
I think the Red Sox might even already know.
Exactly. It's done. Why won't they roll it out? It's a bad look. That's a bad look. Bad luck to have a basketball tournament right now. What's the fear? Well, the fear is somebody gets it and they associate that with Harvard.
Hmm. So just to bring
seriously,
just to bring that up quickly, I know you're talking about baseball. They're definitely pushing this thing back for a PR move, no doubt. But so a lot of the high schools here in the area, if you make the state tournament, you get to play at the Garden.
Correct.
And you'll be able to go to the Garden this weekend to watch the high school state tournaments. but you can't go to the Ivy League championship in Cambridge this week.
Oh, like, okay, to what we
and
started
I used to
the
go,
show
I used
with,
to
the
go
list
to
of,
those. I played 1 year. I mean, you can go to those.
How does Amherst College close for the remainder of the year after break, but UMass, which is on the other side of the street, not close? Like, I'm waiting for that email. Like, that makes no sense. It's like, why does one particular faction or group freak out as opposed to another that doesn't?
Marty Walsh is talking. If we get anything, we'll have it for you. But, the Ivy League is bad. And I just saw that Cornell, their hockey team, they're not allowing fans to go to the games there either.
Did they say Ohio State closed? I thought I heard that on the news this morning. Ohio State University.
Intern Tyler has been updating the thread list of things that have closed. Yeah, he's already added a couple of things to it, and a few more have come in.
Wendy's hasn't closed. I ate there last night.
New York University, University of Florida, Columbia University, and Princeton University were among those that announced they would move to online instruction. The Juilliard School also moved to online instruction and suspended all in-person activities until March 29th. And there's a couple more that came out here in the last few minutes. Cornell, they announced fans will not be permitted to attend Cornell women's hockey. Did you have that one, Joe? Okay. So, yeah, the trickle down. That was right after the Ivy League announcing that tournament is going to be canceled. Yep. People are really upset about that.
And again, men's basketball state tournament this weekend, and I believe the hockey is this weekend as well at TD Garden.
Okay, so we all approach things pretty much the same way in life. You know, we want what's fair for everybody, but you really don't care until it personally impacts you. Zoe already fearful that he will be personally impacted by having his college-age daughter home 3 months earlier than expected. It's got him, I can tell, you are completely thrown off by this. Yep. Changes the entire Zolak household dynamic.
Change our whole vibe.
To have that kid home.
Yeah. And
dog will be happy.
Mayor Marty Walsh has commented. We can bring it up on the other side if you want.
Okay, we will.
Marty Walsh for Boston.
I'll tell you what would impact me the most. Why? And the thing that I'm starting to get worried about. But we'll do that next.
Oh.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you could clearly see there's a gap when the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle. 98.5
The Sports Hub.
So wild, standing there. Oh, there's no symbolism to this song. Top. T-Bone just...
My dad had a gray Volkswagen Beetle.
Okay.
Rabbit. No, it was a rabbit. But he used to have a red Beetle. Like the Beetle.
Did you ever do the punch buggy, by the way?
Oh, yeah. He used to play that. Slug bug.
Yeah. And then a rabbit came out. He got a gray rabbit.
All right.
And I remember the cassette deck was good stereo.
You got a rabbit, don't you?
don't tell the story. So he bought Steve Winwood's Valerie cassette, and we drive around. I remember as a kid. What year was this, Tom? This had to be late 70s, early 80s.
Is this
82?
Is this a Steve Winwood solo project when he went from Stevie to Steve? Ooh. I got in a big argument about this once.
Was he Stevie?
Hannon gave me a bunch of crap once because I referenced Steve Winwood in a trivia question thing. He's like, oh, you know him so well, you call him Steve. I'm like, he stopped being Stevie Winwood when he went solo. It's Steve Winwood. And I had to go back into the BCN Stevie library and pull an album out and show it to him.
By the way, he was the opener for Tom Petty for years until Petty passed.
Oh,
I don't know who he's opening for
his
now.
His main act now.
All right. So the one thing that I'm starting to get worried about now.
Yeah, what are you worried about?
And I don't think it'll happen. And we're gonna hear from Marty Walsh, which helps me feel like this is not going to happen.
He's got a concerned look on his face.
Mine's not even local. We're gonna hear from Marty Walsh and his announcement. He's doing a live address right now. But do we have sound from this address, Tom? Is this what this is from? Okay, and it involves the Boston Marathon.
Oh boy.
So why don't we do that now? And then I'll tell you what I'm worried about. But now I'm a little less worried. Let's hear from Mayor Marty Walsh.
It's hard to say. I mean, I think that we're looking at some of the other countries that have canceled marathons and some have canceled, I think, certain runners in the marathon. I think that this, as I said, this is a fluid situation. We're actually working on a policy right now as we speak about how many people should be gathered in a meeting space for the city of Boston. So we're working through all those numbers. And as we get that information, we're going to get it out to you right away.
How much marathon's a little over 5 weeks away. What do you have to decide?
The marathon. It's 41 days away.
Yeah, I think the decision, if there's a decision on the marathon, obviously we have to work with other 8 cities and towns, and we'd have to have conversations around that. I think you need some good lead time. The economic impact of the marathon in Boston, I looked at that number yesterday, is about $211 million. So when you think about the economic impact in the city, but at the bottom line, my job as mayor and our jobs as leaders is to make sure the people are safe. So we're always going to err on the side of caution.
All right, you let the cat out of the bag right off the get-go. We've been working and talking with other places and countries that have canceled marathons,
yep.
Not went on to how do you handle the coronavirus as you operate a marathon or have a marathon go. Yep. He let it right out of the bag. Yep. What I tell you this morning.
He said,
the buzz this morning.
Quote, we're preparing for what might be the inevitable in the city of Boston.
I told you this 2 hours ago.
I don't feel better. I thought this was going to make me feel better. I don't feel better for what Zoe just said. And about the working on a plan right now for gathering size in the city.
So
of
a million
Boston.
People in Southie wouldn't be economically good for that area? For
compared to the marathon, I don't think it touches it.
Marathon's a big one.
By the way, this weekend still, I know I want to get back on that. I don't want to take the victory lap. I don't want to do that. But I actually think it's going to be crazy.
It's like, still going to happen, I heard.
Crazy arrests.
Yep.
I think people are still going to be out there.
People still want to do the parade.
And they want to have a parade tomorrow? That parade was different.
What do you mean it's still happening? Zoe just said it's still happening.
I got people that invest in floats in this thing that they said
they're still trying
to make this happen.
They invested $700 in Cray paper. What are they going to do?
Who cares about the parade?
Who cares about the parade, honestly?
I was looking at a blizzard.
You're going to have a parade?
There was a blizzard.
That's gonna be the form of civil disobedience that you engage in. You're gonna have your St. Patrick's Day parade anyway.
Oh my God! Oh yeah. I'm 38 years old, but when I'm
if you start reading online on social media, there's gonna be a gathering pace.
Yeah, I grew up 10 minutes down the street.
Go Sunday?
I'm gonna drag my ass to Southie and still be up the street and be a punk kid. I'm still gonna do that.
Something's gonna happen Sunday. I'm telling you.
I mean, I don't know where to go because Doyle's is closed. So I just drive to Southie and hang out there? Just hang out on Broadway?
Are you going to?
No, but I mean, if it was 20 years ago, I would. I would be one of those punk-ass kids that were out there. And I bet you there'll be a ton of them. And I might go over-under on arrest 21 and a half right now. And I have plenty of odds, too, for you regarding will there be people playing or will NBA play games with people in the court? I have all that. There are tons of odds from Bet Online today.
Where do you go get those odds?
Bet Online, but you can get it at the Over Under 985 podcast.
There you go.
Which can be heard.
We'll give you the odds. We got the numbers.
Live here on 985 The Sports Up Saturdays at 7.
I got 100 good reasons to take the under on your arrest right now, though, Joe. Yeah, you're setting that number at 21 and a half. Are you booking action on that?
I mean, how accurate could that be, though?
I don't know. You just
could it be arrest
you just,
for like.
You just threw the number out there.
There's going to be a lot of arrests that day.
Is it
than if there was the actual
21 and a half? Am I allowed to bet the under with you right now?
I mean, how are we going to know? Are we going to call a buddy? What happens if the arrest started in Southie but ended up in Jamaica Plain?
Yeah, he's not taking the action. Okay. So you think there's still going to be a parade of some kind, though?
Yes. I think people are going to attempt to assemble.
Yeah, I agree.
Would you be a part of that?
No.
It's like one of those school walkouts. Like every day, we're walking out today at 2 o'clock.
Do you think?
That's what it's gonna be like. I'm telling you.
I drive here.
There's gonna be three guys.
I commute in and out of this
place. With toilet paper wrapped around the antenna of their car. Yep. This is my float. We're still having the parade.
Right.
I commute in and out of this place 5 days a week. Do you think on a day off on Sunday that I want to get in here, drive back down here, try to park?
Oh, I've done it.
and deal with people where there is absolutely zero order whatsoever.
It happened last year to me. I came in here and I saw guys with green hats on at 9 a.m. and I'm like, there's no way I'm getting out of here today. Because that damn rotary down the street.
And that stop there. The T stop, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a nightmare.
JFK.
This is
oof. Ooh, could you imagine getting on a train right now?
No.
That is gross.
So out.
This is the one that bothers me the Yuck. Most. What if this thing continues to, you know, pick up speed? They're already canceling, obviously, big outdoor events. What if they cancel the Masters?
They're not going to do that.
I mean, they have a Players' Championship this, I believe, coming up, right?
I can't imagine they would. I mean,
yeah, players from all the world coming. See, that's the thing.
Whoa.
The Masters you could hold without any kind of gallery and still pull it off.
What if you raise a pimento and egg salad sandwich prices from $250 to
But there's no gallery there. There's no gallery. Who's going to buy them?
The Masters are going to do what they want to do. That's like the way they roll. Like, we're having a damn thing.
I would think.
Yep.
And even if you know the
no women in the clubhouse.
The town selectmen in Augusta, Georgia, decide that you can't assemble people more than 1,000. They'll say,
"You call the sheriff and tell the sheriff get his ropes ready. We're going to quarantine people. We'll hold
this is
back.
A private event. We're
this thing's a go.
Private event. We're going to keep gallery sizes to 999 or fewer and spread them out all over the course. Thank you very much." They'll figure out a way around it.
Don't put them around the Amen Corner. We're gonna keep them around hole 16, 17. I don't want them around 13, okay? Put them over there on 5.
But seriously, if they just called the whole thing off and it wasn't on TV for the weekend, that would ruin my spring.
Is that Easter weekend too?
Or no? It is.
See,
there's
that's
so
part
few.
Of
there are church, so few things that I will sit down and watch for
lunch,
that length
brunch,
of time.
And the Masters.
I know that some people will sit down and watch a 1 o'clock game, a 4 o'clock game, and Sunday Night Football. Sit there. I won't do it. I can't do it. I can't sit still. You know what? I will sit still for 9 hours of Masters coverage.
You're sick in the head.
Barely. I know. I'm not trying. And
tell me what is one guy in it. That's all
I would never try and convince anybody to do the same. But it's my thing.
Was that 2 Masters ago or was that last year?
It was last year.
That was when he made
last. Last year. That would ruin my spring more than any. You can cancel everything else. Cancel anything you want. Don't cancel the Masters on me. That's all I ask.
Is the Masters before the marathon? I believe
it is the weekend before. Marathon is right after Easter, isn't it? Or is it a week after? What's the date of the marathon?
420.
What?
So it is.
Huh.
Very good.
And come on,
the Masters wraps up 8 days before the marathon.
Okay,
Masters is over on April 12th.
That's scary now.
All right, do some calls next.
Oh, we got a ton of them.
Yeah,
you gotta stay on top of me. I don't do this.
You know what else? There's a price being put out there.
Hold on,
people to be a guinea pig, to be a tester. Like, what's your bottom line? Like, say, okay, give it to me.
Are you talking about like
not money, but yeah?
Like, all right, cool. I got the coronavirus. Like,
hey,
let's find a.
I got this amount of money. Can I inject you with the coronavirus and test you?
Okay, and then look for like a cure.
I got a price.
We should all come up with our price. We should all come up with our price.
No. People are like, if you're under a certain age, you clear it in 2 weeks.
Here's what we'll do: come back, take a couple of calls. Right, I will read to you. One report from the New York Post from someone who thinks they have coronavirus, the symptoms he's experiencing.
Coronavirus.
And then you tell me what your price is to purposely be injected with coronavirus.
Okay.
Sound good?
Yeah.
Calls, symptoms, price tag. Coming up next.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Well, I think I can speak for the city of Boston. We're taking very aggressive action. We canceled the parade yesterday, and we've contacted our employees. We're going through systems of working at home. We're also talking about keeping the city open. We're preparing in the inevitable if we have to close schools. How do we get those breakfasts and lunches to our kids? How do we make sure that our seniors get the food they deserve? Are we working with the food pantry? So we're laying all that work down now. So we're preparing for, unfortunately, what might be the inevitable in the city of Boston. I can't speak to anyone else.
Zolak and Bertrand here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Already in for Beetle, who is, he just got a standard illness going on. You don't have to worry about Beetle coronavirus wise, but that was Marty Walsh talking a few minutes ago about all the things. I don't know. I thought that maybe based on what I was reading about his statements that the marathon would be okay. But when he mentions like we're being very proactive, we already canceled the parade. Well, the parade is essentially a mini version of the marathon. You got a bunch of people lining the streets, drinking, partying while other people participate. I could see them just extrapolating out. Yep, it's same type of situation. There are other towns and municipalities involved. It's not just the city of Boston making the call. But if it comes down to it, wouldn't you be canceling it for the same reasons that you canceled the parade? I mean, just kind of one would beget the other?
He's getting ready. Again, he keeps harping on two. We understand the economic impact here.
And not like to mention the people from all over the country coming here.
They can't wait until 10 days before to cancel.
All right, let's grab a couple of these calls here, Zoe. I said that we would get to them, and we have to. Brandon,
hey,
what do you have for us?
How you doing, guys? Oh, no, there's something out there trying to depopulate us, but, so I was looking at Alaska. There's no known cases out there, you know, so if this thing gets out of control, I think that might be a safe house. So they're testing aggressively out there, but nothing. So how you guys feel about that?
You ever go salmon fishing?
Say that?
You ever go salmon fishing?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. You like moose and elk and all that stuff and bear?
Hey,
in Alaska?
If I have to do it, if I have to survive, I'll do it.
Brandon, you don't have to go to Alaska. I just talked with my buddy in Michigan this morning. You know Steve.
Yeah.
No confirmed cases in Michigan as of yesterday. Mm. It was like one of those little spots on the map. Mm. Like, no confirmed. I'm sure someone there has.
We have one here, right? We still have only one here, right? Correct?
And that's where
if I'm wrong.
I know, and that's where you start thinking, is this a bit of an overreaction?
One.
Either I got a handful. What's up? Let's say it's 20.
Okay.
Out of millions and millions?
My point. You got all these schools closing.
Look, Tony's in Holbrook. He's been waiting forever to talk about Tom Brady. Can we just
sure.
talk? Can we talk to him quickly here?
Yeah.
Tony, yeah, I'm sorry to keep you waiting for so long, but what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
That's
quick,
okay.
Two quick comments.
Yeah.
As far as the Brady thing, I mean, it's just coming right down to it. There's not enough money to keep him on, keep him around and keep all the other players that will hopefully be in the part of Patriots. And on a second note, I mean, as far as the coronavirus thing.
Yeah, thank you.
We only live once, guys. I mean, really, if we have to cancel from the marathon to the Masters and stuff like that, so be it. I mean, we only do this once.
That's right. We only go around this crazy marble once. Beetle, who is not too sick to text the show, says 41 cases in Massachusetts. So thank you, Beetle.
Somebody just texted me 28.
I trust Beetle's info. Yeah.
Beetle's got connections with Quincy.
To get to our other conversation that I said we were going to talk about, because they are is there a legitimate offer on the table to be injected with coronavirus?
$4,500.
Who's going to inject you with coronavirus for $4,500?
I mean, I'm the youngest, I think, here.
No, I'm saying, would you do it? I'm saying, where is this coming from, this story? Because I saw Mason talked about it earlier. Mason, can you source this information for me, please?
Yeah, I believe it's over in England.
in England, they are offering upwards of $4,500 to be injected with coronavirus. Aldo in Ludlow has a thought on this. What is it, Aldo?
Hey, guys. Now, listen. If you guys want a party for the Irish, our parade in Holyoke is still on.
Oh, I heard about this.
The 22nd. You all come out and party. The Irish do it right.
You sound like Kevin from The Office.
We'll kill you because it's the alcohol. But listen, you'd have to pay me a lot more money. Like I told your call screener, the only thing that gets me sick, I swear to God, when I started dating my first ex-wife, her nephew came home from preschool, and my God, that kid must have had a case of something because I got it before the kid was told, before the kid's mother was told there was something going on. I said, Denise, I think whatever it is, take your kid. They need like 2 shots of amoxicillin or something. Yeah. As I went for a physical, these kids kill me.
I can't believe it didn't work out between you two, Aldo, and thank you for the call.
What about the nephew?
So $4,500 is the reported number that they will give you to shoot you up with corona and work on a cure. The question now is
$10,000.
Would you do it? And if not, what's your price?
$10,000.
You do it for $10,000. Before you answer, Zoe, let me share with you.
Okay, give me this stuff.
A New Jersey medical worker.
Yep.
It's from the New York Post. First coronavirus patient in the state of New Jersey said, quote, his health is getting worse and warned others to take it more seriously. James Kai, 32-year-old physician's assistant, thinks he caught the bug while attending a medical conference last weekend at the Times Square Hotel.
How are we going to give all these medical conferences like this? The medical people getting sick.
Quote number two, it happens so quick. The virus is everything. Diarrhea, watery eyes, shortness of breath, chest pain, you name it. High fever.
$20,000.
Every day is getting worse.
I need a 100 G's.
You're gonna $100,000?
Wait, pay that.
I'm a big man, you know, like it's gotta go through. And we need a lot of stuff to
imagine
go through
that,
here.
Imagine that bucket.
You know, 45, maybe by the 50, every 50 pounds. I don't know.
Oh God. So are you 10,000?
No.
What's the new number?
I don't want that.
No amount of money.
Don't you wish he's paying on me, Ricky Bobby?
Yeah. The thing is, if you want to put it in real practical terms, you're going to have to go home with it, right?
Do you think he sounded like Kevin?
I did think that Aldo sounded like Kevin.
I don't.
I can't bring it into my house.
No.
And I don't want to sit in a hospital while this thing runs its course.
You might not have room to sit in a hospital. There's people there.
Well, if they're going to inject you in a controlled environment, you're going to have to lay somewhere, let them inject you with it, and just let it ravage your body until it's done.
What would freak you out more, though, having corona or like the whole fact that you have to be quarantined for like however long somewhere in a spot? Like, I don't think
it'd be fun, but I'll take the quarantine over the corona. Are you kidding?
Yeah, I'll take the quarantine, too. It's just, I get cabin fever sometimes. You know,
that's like me in a
spot for a long time.
You have a lot of extra issues that you put upon yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
All right.
What if they quarantine you people at Kowloon?
If they give me a place to sleep, I'll stay there.
An endless wrestling
video. Oh, actually, there is a place to sleep next door.
Just WWE on a loop.
I could do that.
Monday Night Raw.
Yeah. Yes.
We'll get back to Jared Stidham here in a minute because we will. We will. And we'll continue to take your calls on the coronavirus. We may have to open things up a little bit in the fourth and final hour, T-Bone, if that's okay with you. No, he's saying no.
And I have some good odds for you as well.
Oh, that's right. That's what we're going to do next. Odds on coronavirus-related sports props. How's that? Is that a good way of putting
it? Good way, yep.
All right, we'll do those.
Miss something?
You got to wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks. Rub your ball 16 times. Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Zolak and Bertrand Hardy in for Beetle. Joe Murray.
Hey!
In with us, too, and he's got coronavirus prop bets.
Yes, these are all sports related. I know.
I love sports.
Earlier this week, we had the debate about LeBron James and would he play, and how he came out and said if there were no fans in the stands, he would not play. So there are actually odds out there. These are via Bet Online. Will LeBron James play any games without fans in attendance during the season? No, minus 200. Yes, plus 150.
Okay, so we take this for granted a lot, that people know exactly what this means, all right? So let's explain it. A minus 200 bet means you have to bet $200 to win $100.
Correct.
That's minus 200, all right? That's so confusing. So it's really, yeah, it is. It is a little bit. I agree with you.
So minus 200 means you have to bet 200 to win 100.
So say it again.
Will LeBron James play any games without fans in attendance during the season?
Minus 200.
Minus 200, no.
So the odds maker on this doesn't believe that that's going to happen.
Correct.
Watch him miss a couple and then they force
minus
him
to 200. Play. No, they're saying that's going to happen. That's why you have to bet 200 to win 100.
I'm so confused right now.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So the odds maker is saying, yeah, it seems likely that LeBron James will play in a game.
Will play in a game. Yes, will play.
Right, will play.
He's more likely to play in a game at minus 200. The no factor of what he said would be plus 150. So you go off what he said, $100 will get you $150. That's the value.
Okay. All right. That's the first one.
So that's the one. The other one is, will the NBA hold any games without fans during the season this year? Yes, minus 140. No is even money. So it sounds more than likely there may be NBA games this year without fans in the stands.
I think it's going to happen. Based on what's happened in...
Did you hear Mike Gorman today?
Yeah.
Well, they're already planning on not traveling with the team.
You know, I think it was weird. Okay, so we had...
The announcers.
So we had two guys on... Yeah, not competing, but we had Mike Gorman on morning show,
yeah,
which is always on with Tucker and Rich. And it's like, oh, yeah, it's going to happen. More, he said over five. There'll be over five games that'll be played in empty arenas. Like, we've talked about that openly at Comcast. Like, we're preparing for it, or NBC Sports Boston. He's even said, like, Scout and I'd be there. And then there's Billy Jaffe, who does a lot of Bruins coverage and does some NHL Network stuff, where no employer has approached him. You know what I mean? There's hockey, who hasn't talked about it. And here's the NBA, who is, we've had meetings.
But different gigs for those guys.
Different gigs, play-by-play, but still, you have coverage of pregame and postgame, and you're live at the arena. Billy's live there. He's behind that desk with Dell.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to travel.
True.
I mean, he does travel for certain things, but in terms of his, you know, what he's expected to do for every Bruins game, you know, that's different from what Gorman does.
See, I know they filed the joint thing that all four, you know, sports taking place at this current time, that we're closing locker rooms to media. Yeah. So they're all in on that. I was just wondering, is basketball way ahead of the process than hockey?
I think basketball is. And then, of course, we know what happened in California.
Yep.
The Bruins will play in San Jose, I believe, next week or 2 weeks.
Why is 1,000 the cutoff?
Large crowd, maybe. I don't know.
So, like, it's 1,001 is bad, but 1,000, you're good.
So, bring him in. It's a great question. It feels like an arbitrary number they just came up with.
Yeah, pick one out of a hat.
Pulling your starting pitcher after 100 pitches. Why? Well, it's 100. Sounds like a lot. 1,000 people, that sounds like a lot. Is it? Is there any science to it?
We got a clicker. Oh, we got 997. We're good.
Yeah.
All right, what else we got?
Just one last odd. The opening line. Will the NCAA tournament hold any games without fans? Yes, minus 120. No, minus 120.
So that one there just saying is
pick 'em.
It's a pick 'em.
It's a pick 'em.
Anybody's guess.
Okay, here's my problem. Why don't you say pick 'em?
I don't know.
Really, why do you go minus plus six?
Betting network.
It's a business. Why does a pack of gum cost 59 cents and not 60? You know,
is there fluid in it? Is that that burst, that bubblicious, that bubble yum?
Freshen up.
Well, they want the juice, too, by the house.
What's that one with the kangaroo? Not the kangaroo, but the zebra on the front. The fruit stripes.
That's good.
That's good gum.
Yeah, but for, gum. for 20 seconds. And it's just
I like the wad of wax in your mouth.
You got to spit it out.
Like the round white container, the ice one, the square ones that burst in your... Don't you dare say you have that.
Come with that cover. There you go.
There it is.
I like these containers.
I like the way it sounds. Yeah, it's like a glass with ice.
Did you like a big league chew back in the day?
I did. Yeah. I really did. I thought it was so cool when you're hanging out with your friends and you'd be playing ball at the park. Like, got some big league chew.
Yeah.
Put it on the side of my mouth.
Yesterday, gentlemen.
Cigarettes ones you blew on.
Oh, yeah, you blew them out. Yep.
I got some of those for Christmas.
Where?
Blondie picked them up for me.
Do you know where they have them?
The old candy cigarettes.
They got them down at down Foxwoods at the, what's the sweet factory? They got Sugar Factory.
Yeah, they got them at Legacy. I think that's where she got them.
Oh, yeah. All the classic candies there.
Beautiful.
It's great. Awesome.
Want a Charleston Chew while you're at it?
Ooh, ever put one in the freezer?
Yeah, that was my dad's move. Sid Poole loved a Charleston Chew in the freezer.
Isn't it called a moo cow, the one?
Oh, that's a different candy. Yeah.
Long one.
Cow's tail?
Cow's tail, yeah.
Bullseyes? Getting hungry. Jared Stidham, there were two articles that published yesterday. One of them is really, really good. The Phil Perry, it's like a comprehensive breakdown.
Sure is.
Analytics. Couple others that are out there feel more like, and again, could be coincidence, just really glowing praise of Jared Stidham. Our question is, why all at once? What's going on? Man, we'll discuss that here in 90 seconds. No commercials. Joe Murray's got the headlines, and that's some more Stidham talk coming up next.
Okay. Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.